Okay, so the trail of the Boston Marathon bombers now leads overseas. Two young men, 19 and 20, Jokhar and Tamerlane Tsarnaev, are both described as young men from Chechnya who'd been in the United States about 1 year. They came from a region, David Green, that you know well. You covered as an NPR correspondent.
Yeah, it's a Russian republic, part of Russian soil, Steve, and has had a complicated relationship with Moscow. And we want to learn more about that now. Let's bring in NPR's Moscow bureau chief, Corey Flintoff. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, David.
You know, 4 or 5 hours ago, I did not expect you to play a big role in our coverage here this morning. But this has now turned into a story with overseas implications. We now know that the two suspects in this bombing are from Chechnya. Can you just remind us what that republic is and what is its relationship to Russia right now?
Well, it's part of the North Caucasus, which is has been a volatile, mostly Muslim region in the very southernmost part of Russia since Tsarist times, actually. But most recently, of course, Russia fought two wars against separatist insurgents in Chechnya. It is now considered to be a fairly stable region, although there's an active Islamist insurgency that's been pushed into the neighboring Republic of Dagestan. So there is daily or almost daily fighting that goes on in that area.
And Corey, one discussion we had with our colleague Dina Temple-Raston this morning, again, we know so little about these two men or their roots, but there has been a history in the past of some Muslim groups feeling like the United States did not do enough to protect them. And there are groups in the North Caucasus who feel like they have been attacked, that the Russian government has had an overly aggressive policy in places like Chechnya. Describe that as a potential context for all of this.
Well, exactly. You know, since the Second Chechen War, since around the mid-2000s, Chechnya has been controlled by the third president, Ramzan Kadyrov. He's a former rebel, actually, whose family defected to the Russian side and who now is the leader of Chechnya. He's been known as a very heavy-handed ruler. And in fact, he's been accused by human rights groups of human rights abuses against suspected insurgents. And he's also thought to be on a secret Magnitsky list. As we know, the United States issued a list of 18 Russians recently who would not be allowed to travel to the United States because
right.
of their involvement in alleged human rights abuses. Now, supposedly, there were an additional number, perhaps as many as a half dozen, who were classified but who were also barred from entering the United States. Well, there was a rumor in Russia over the weekend that Kadyrov was one of the people on that list. He immediately went to the news media and mocked the idea that he would not be allowed to travel to the United States, said he was a proud Russian patriot. He was proud of everything he's done.
All of these tensions, of course, which could play a role as the United States starts working with Russia to solve this investigation.
I feel it's important to emphasize here, you're telling us about some history of Chechnya. You're telling us about Islamist extremist movements in Chechnya, the fact that there's been a separatist movement in the past, that there have been wars. But we have to emphasize again what we do not know about these two suspects. We know they're brothers from Chechnya. We don't know their motivations. We don't know if they were militants in the past. We do not even know their religion. We know so little about them. Corey Flintoff.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And in fact, there's been very little heard on the Russian end. Although it's worth noting that when President Vladimir Putin gave his condolences to the people of the United States after the marathon bombing,
just a few seconds left, Corey.
He also said that Russia would cooperate in the investigation.
Oh, that is good to know. NPR's Corey Flintoff from Moscow. Thanks so much, Corey.
Thank you.